Is there a better measuring stick? Let's see where this Run D is at. Week one with Oakland coming in.
Man, I think this is the best one. I mean, you know, the Raiders, they love to run football. You know, they have Darren McFadden and they have Michael Bush, but they also have an electric rookie, you know, coming off the bench. So, you know, it's going to be a testament of you know, what we've been working on, and you know, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
When you're doing all the film study for this game, do you guys even look at what happened last year? Is it that you guys are doing so much different on defense? It's not even worth, and the results were so bad that it's not even worth bothering.
I mean, we definitely look at film from, you know, last year and especially from the preseason. But you know what? We're not even thinking about the score when we played them last year. You know, right now we're just trying to work on, you know, ways so that we can beat them on Monday. So you know what? You know, the guys are pumped up and we're looking forward to the game.
Now that was your first start, right?
It was my first start.
Obviously not the best for the team, but what are your recollections of that, your personal recollection?
You know, they're running the ball on us, scoring at will. You know, it was just, you know, it's one of those days where nothing went right for us. I mean, on both sides of the ball, special teams as well. But, you know, it's one of those days where nothing went right for us. And, you know, that was my you know, best recollection of that game. I mean, it was just terrible. You know, it's one of those things where you want to forget it, but it's still in the back of your head. But, you know what, we're just going to try to come out Monday, play hard, and try to win the game.
Joe, every coach says talk is cheap. But when you look at what you guys have done over the last month, what is the biggest difference you see in the run defense specifically that gives you confidence that it's going to be different this year? Because, I mean, you look at last year, obviously it was, 31st or something like that.
The biggest thing I see is just the attitude, you know, attitude of the guys, the way they prepare for the game now. You know, a lot of guys around here are excited, you know, just, you know, especially having a new coaching staff and, you know, having new players around. You know, it's a lot of excitement, you know, just guys ready to go out there and play hard and play fast and do whatever it takes to win.
When you say attitude, I mean, you guys always want to, you know, stop the run. I mean, is it more schematic? I mean, have there been, are you guys more confident in the scheme as far as?
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, guys, we didn't know what to expect coming in. You know, not having OTAs and then having to learn a new scheme. But, you know, now that the guys learned it, now that we got it down, you know, we just decided to go out there and just, you know, just play in front of our fans and, you know, try to get a win, especially on Monday night, because it'll be big for us.
Against the run, is it more attack? I mean, is it, you talk about it being an attacking defense. Is it attacking against the run as it is against the pass, or is it conservative? How would you describe the scheme that's being employed to kind of stop the run?
It's one of those things where we try to force the team into, you know, being one dimensional. And when I say that, force them into passing the ball, forcing them into passing situations. So first and second down, we know the Raiders or any NFL team that like to run the ball, you know, see where they can start. And you know, once we do that, once we stop the run, we try to put them in pass situations and then try to attack them from there. So you know, it's gonna be good, man. It's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
For you personally, I mean, a couple of years ago you were with the Eagles, and I remember last year when you got traded here, you first, when they called you out of the meeting, you said you thought you'd be cut.
Yeah.
And now here you are, you're an opening day starter, first teamer. I mean, it just seems like for you, with everything is built to this moment. How does this feel for you in the program?
It feels good. I mean, you know, it feels good to have coaches that believe in you, have teammates that believe in you. You know, they actually want you to go out there and succeed. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, you know, having people that believe in me, have faith in me to go out there and play ball. And I have that here. And, you know, now I'm just looking forward to, you know, just trying to do whatever I can to make us succeed.
Obvious follow-up. It seems like you're implying that not everyone wanted you to succeed in the past.
I'm not really saying that. You know, it's just the vibe that I get from the guys here. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a little bit different than what I had in Philadelphia. And, you know, I'm loving it. You know, just people believe in you. And, you know, it's no better feeling than that. And now all you can do is go out in the field and perform.